This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Some not great news today out of Team USA at the Winter Olympics in Beijing. American figure skater Vincent Zhou has pulled out of the men's singles competition after testing positive. So far, more than 150 athletes and team officials have tested positive. That is despite the silos and the bubbles and the closed loops that everybody Olympics affiliated are in over there. China, of course, has had a whole lot of practice in actively trying to contain this virus. Zero COVID, as Beijing's policy is known. It is one thing to know that, though. It is entirely another to live it. Our China correspondent Jennifer Pak tells the tale.
When my parents dropped me off at the Calgary airport last month, it felt like a triumph.
Take care, Mom.
I'd gone home to visit my family and avoided catching the coronavirus. But if I had caught it, even if I'd recovered, Chinese authorities wouldn't have allowed me to return for at least a few months.
Toronto and Shanghai?
Yes.
Okay.
Then at the check-in counter, bad news. My flight is delayed and I'll miss the connection to Shanghai. There's another one the next day, which in the before times might just be annoying, but with China's zero COVID policy, a flight delay is a nightmare.
But then my test, I wouldn't be...
All my COVID test results as the airline will still be valid for them, but not for the Chinese consulate, who I need permission from to fly. So I retook the test and prayed that the results will be ready in time.
It's 12:30 and my stomach is still in knots. Am I going to get on the plane tomorrow? I just don't know.
Hi there.
Hi.
Lower your mask for me, please. Perfect. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
I did make the flight. China's zero COVID policy has kept infections low. It's allowed Chinese factories to keep churning out all the things you've been buying online when most of the world was shut down. But this comes at great personal cost. Wu Fenghe sells engine oil to car garages. Last August, he says, he suddenly wasn't allowed to leave his home.
My area was in lockdown for over 15 days from a small outbreak. I had no income. I couldn't go out to sell or deliver products.
Still, he says he supports the strict measures, and there is widespread public support. Though that's changing in areas like Reili, which borders Myanmar. The city has had what feels like a non-stop lockdown, says resident Deng.
At the start of the pandemic, people supported the prevention measures. But after so many lockdowns, residents are starting to resist. The economic loss they've suffered is too high.
She only gave her last name out of fear. She's been censored for speaking out before.
Good morning, ladies. Welcome to Shanghai.
I arrived in Shanghai feeling lucky. China has been suspending more flights from Canada and the U.S., citing COVID prevention. The U.S. Department of Transportation has retaliated, and so there are basically no direct flights from the U.S. to China now. China's zero COVID policy can be draconian. Last December, the northwestern city of Xi'an went into lockdown. A video taken by a bystander shows a heavily pregnant resident outside the hospital. She was bleeding, but was turned away because of COVID protocols and suffered a miscarriage.
Please adjust position and face the camera.
Back in Shanghai, I passed the facial scan at immigration, but then I'm reminded that the U.S. and China are still in a trade war. Three officers took turns to check my paperwork. They seemed unsure whether U.S. media journalists can re-enter China. I got through. And despite being vaccinated, the rules are the same for everyone entering China. Quarantine for 14 days in a government hotel, plus whatever your destination city requires. Shanghai, where I live, is usually measured, but has now stepped up its prevention measures. On day four, a woman in a hazmat suit did my COVID test, or PCR, which consisted of one swab each for the mouth and nose. But by day 14, Omicron was detected on the mainland, and the PCR got amped up. It was two nose swabs, two in the mouth, plus the doorknob, my pillow, and cell phone were swabbed for COVID. Once they all tested negative, I was released from the hotel. A man in a hazmat suit followed behind, spraying disinfectant on every surface I touched as I left. They sent me home, but with new rules. Don't go outside for another week. Two antigen tests, nine PCRs, and 21 days of quarantine later, I'm finally free. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.